Hey, welcome. It's the TJ Fanaticos podcast, all for the Fanaticos. That's why I do it. That's why I got my buddy Riggins here.
Hey.
For the Fanaticos.
What's up, Fanaticos?
Fanaticos is more like it.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Bunch of Fanaticos. Look at you. Okay, so the top five things that make a man look like a douchebag. The ones we've covered so far. Gold bracelet on a hairy arm.
Yeah.
Sunglasses inside or at night. Number three was a popped collar. And yesterday's conversation, number two was a crossbody purse.
It's a purse.
And there's no such thing as a man purse because it's just a purse. Whether a man's wearing it or a woman is wearing it. You don't see a woman walking around with a purse calling it a woman purse. It's a purse.
True. But you do hear man boobs a lot.
Yeah.
Should we just start calling them boobs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. And buns. Man buns. I mean, it's just a bun.
Yeah. It's just a bun.
Mm-hmm. People be dumb, Riggins. People be dumb.
Which one do you think is the worst of those so far? Which is like the most alarming to you?
The douchiness or the words man something or other?
Of the douchiness, because I have a clear answer.
I think the one to me that makes you look the most douchey is the sunglasses inside or at night.
You're sticking with that
one? Yeah.
Okay.
But the number one thing I think is going to be number one today for me.
Really?
It's going to be the number one douchey thing.
Okay.
Possibly for you too.
Worse than a pop collar. To me, that's like the classic ultimate sign of a douche. So I'm curious to hear if it can get worse than that.
Okay. Well, we'll find out next. Hey, welcome back. The TJ Fanaticos podcast. Don't forget, Christmas will be here before you know it. So for the man in your life, because look, let's face it, you want the man in your life to be as much like I am as possible. You know, I would love to have my man be as much like TJ or Teej, as some of you say, I'm sure. You want him to be as much like I am as possible. So you can start by getting him this gift. I'm holding it up for the camera for the millions and millions of YouTube viewers to see. It is from Distill Harbor, and it is called the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. You got a little strap in here, and you pull it up, and it'll hold four of your most important cards, but I only have two in it because I'm not that important. So I've got my driver's license, and then one credit card that I'm allowed to use.
Oh,
don't use that other card. Use that one.
Okay.
So it's right there. And then I just snap it to the back of my phone. Wouldn't work very well if it magnetized to the front of my phone. I wouldn't be able to use the phone then. Yeah. But it's on the back, thank goodness.
That makes more sense. They
designed it perfectly for that.
Let's not do it on the screen.
Yeah. Super strong magnet and keeps you from having to carry around a big, bulky, fat wallet. Use fat wallet still as a euphemism, but don't literally have a fat wallet in your pocket. Don't do it. So you can go to tjriggins.com/TJ. Use the promo code, or do you need a promo code with the /TJ part of it?
I don't think you do.
Yeah. So just go to that, tjriggins.com/TJ, and get the phone wallet the Wiley Jr. for your man. I guess women's could do it too. I mean,
heck yeah.
Cause you know, they hate when men have something they don't.
Oh,
you know, like their own country club and stuff, mm-hmm. like golf clubs.
Yeah. And they hate carrying stuff through a concert and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the smalls back. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Not wanting to carry a purse like our mamas did.
Mm-mm. No Dooney and Burks to be seen.
No duck head.
That's what my mom had, was a Dooney and Burke.
Okay. We're at number one, the last on the list here for the top five things that make a Maine look like a douchebag. The douchiest one so far for me is the sunglasses inside or at night. And for Riggins, it's the popped collar. So now, number one is, I think, hands down the douchiest one of all, and that is vulgarity on T-shirts.
Mm. Yeah.
Or any type of clothing that you're wearing out in public, encountering all different walks of life. If your clothing has profanity and vulgarity on it, then you don't even just look like a douchebag. You are a douchebag.
Yeah, that's safe to say. And I'm glad you included vulgarity in addition to profanity, because I think a vulgar T-shirt, just some sort of reference to genitalia or anything like that, is worse than having the F word on your shirt.
Yeah. And the biggest example of that, I can't even say it on the podcast here, that's not governed by the FCC. But the guy we saw in the airport, and his shirt was called something like Mad Dog something, and it had a caricature of a pit bull on the back of it and a cat in its mouth. And then it said, eating all day long, or whatever it is. Yeah.
In the airport.
Yeah.
Like where the hell? He's like, I got to put on my shirt.
Exactly.
Like you're going to another state.
Yeah. Just no thought of anybody else's. I mean, how many preachers did he see that day?
Yeah.
That he had just say, I have no respect for anybody else's, you know, principles or anything.
Preachers,
I don't owe them anything. This is my shirt. It's not against the law.
Was he by himself or did he have a family?
He had family. Yeah, little kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
But, I mean, the fact that you would go to your closet or your drawer to begin with and say, this is the shirt I'm wearing today when we go on vacation. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my go-to-vacation shirt.
What's wrong with this one? And that there's a woman in his life that's probably just thrown up her hands, or she's always been okay with it.
Yeah, probably doesn't care. But, I mean, even if you saw him in a plain T-shirt and you said, you think that guy would ever be wearing a vulgar or profane T-shirt through an airport with a bunch of kids and stuff, you'd say, oh, yeah, he looks like he would be.
He looks like he would.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, but I'm assuming a white guy.
Yeah.
It's always a white guy with the vulgar stuff. You don't see a lot of brothers in the vulgar T-shirts.
Mm-mm. But yeah, it, because it's always some kind, because it's that, it's almost like an uncivilized sense of humor.
It certainly
is kind of what I look at it as. Like, you think that's funny.
You think it's funny.
Because you don't take into consideration all of the things, the elements that aren't funny about it.
Mm-hmm. It's selfish. It's disgusting, and just a lack of awareness.
Okay, let's say, Riggins, imagine you and your mom are flying somewhere. You're taking your mom through the airport and all, because y'all are going to go visit some relative she hasn't seen in a while, and she doesn't want to go by herself. So you're with her, escorting her through the airport and doing all of that. And your mom's not old, so I don't mean like you're having to help her through the process of it, but you're just, you know, there to travel with her, so she's not traveling alone. And that guy's in front of y'all in the security line.
Do I say any? I mean, it's embarrassing.
It would be shocking, you know. I would hate that.
Yeah.
To see my mom having to read some dumb crap on the back of somebody's shirt.
Yeah.
Something that vulgar.
It's disgusting. Yeah. But it also is kind of dangerous to confront that guy because he's clearly not well.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to do? Say, oh, I didn't realize. I got another shirt here in my bag. I'll change real quick.
Yeah.
No.
Not a chance. Probably going to make a scene and it's a mm-hmm. person. It's just.
You mind your own damn business. Yeah,
exactly. And then it's blown up and it's mm-hmm. awful.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Have you ever seen a woman wearing a vulgar t-shirt?
Not really. I'm trying to think.
I have. But the atmosphere that I saw that in, it wasn't that out of place. It was a biker bar.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was, you know, in the mall.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. Even at a cockfight, I wouldn't expect to see a shirt like that. I'd be like, dude, get some class, man. What are you doing? We're trying to maintain a level here, a standard of
civility.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, we're still trying to maintain a civil society here.
I think so.
But you think anybody that would be wearing that kind of stuff would probably snap if you told them?
Hell yeah!
You had a problem with it.
You mind your business? And I'm giving them a Southern accent, but I guarantee you, there's plenty of people across the country that wear that kind of stuff. They're just stupid idiots. I don't think
and we're no prudes, we'll tell you that.
Hardly. So, no, please.
But just have some sort of civility.
Yeah.
Decorum.
Yeah. And the example you gave, I mean, that is really just vulgar.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there are a lot of innuendo shirts that you see on people, like with roosters on them.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, which they're bad too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's, you know, the innuendo is good enough for people to get the joke, then you might as well, I always say it, you might as well just say it. Yeah. You know, you got an emoji that says, you know, it shows a guy or a woman, not an emoji, but a character of a woman with her mouth open, and then the word my, and then a rooster, you know.
Yeah. People are I saw a video of a guy, he bought a 3D printer, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he made was the
bull nuts on the truck thing.
Yeah. But for Crocs for his kid, he sent him to school like that with those things hanging off the back of his Crocs. He's like, first project done. He printed out two of them, two pairs, and put them on. He's like, kid, he's in kindergarten. Snaps them on his Crocs. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Did they tell the kid he couldn't wear them?
I don't think anybody even noticed. I mean, they're on the back, you know, on his heel. You'd have to be an eagle eye to spot them. But
were they swinging or were they like a gibbet?
No, they were swinging.
Ugh.
Yeah, they swing from like that heel strap or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's
like, that's your kid.
Yeah, and then the mom has to be like, okay, well, I can't control that. Yeah, that's his dad.
I mean, what is going on?
And some of it, I think, is innocent, Riggins. It's like people don't know how to be funny. They don't know. They got, you know, lacking in the social skills. But some of it is just like, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks or says. That's the way I want to do it.
The excuse you always hear is like, of all the things we see on TV, it's like, okay, so why do you have to play a part and, you know, or contribute to that? It's just
you think the kindergartners don't know what nuts are.
Right.
I got news for you.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And I always have a good comeback for that. It's like, well, you know, everybody knows that everybody else takes a dump, but that doesn't mean you go do it in front of them.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
There's certain things that people know about that, you know, doesn't give you a pass to just go do it without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people don't just pick their nose in front of everybody else and, you know, all that stuff. All kinds of things like that. All right, so there it is. The number one thing that makes a man look like a douchebag is vulgarity and or profanity on a T-shirt or a hat or down the leg of his britches.
Got some cargo pants that are disgusting.
See these things. Got them at the fair.
Check it out.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.